The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Don't miss out on your chance to listen to four-time Super Bowl champ Charlie Weiss on the only podcast solely devoted to everyone's favorite position in football, the quarterback. Listen for free now by subscribing wherever you get podcasts or by going to celebrityqb.com.
Welcome, everyone. It's another edition of the Fantasy Throwdown Podcast. I'm your host, Dwayne Callender. I know I was supposed to get to the NFL and fantasy football yesterday, but with the U.S. Men's National Team debacle, that had to get pushed aside. And also, got to talk a little baseball here with the time I have. I'll have to get to the football another time. But, you know, the Nationals-Cubs game was postponed. So game four postponed due to rain. You got the game as the early game coming up, and, you know, I was questioning it because before for game four, I thought Strasburg should have been starting over Tanner Roark, and the news came out today that it's still going to be Tanner Roark, even though Strasburg's going to be on regular rest. Now, the issue that I have is that this is ridiculous. Steven Strasburg signed a 7-year $175 million contract extension with the Nationals. He is supposed to be the guy. Even though Scherzer's the number one, Strasburg has been paid to be the guy of the future. So, I mean, he's the guy. He's the guy that the franchise has committed their money behind. He's got to get it done. The story behind this is that Strasburg, if because this one came from USA Today, so, you know, you gotta take it that they vetted their sources on this. But the story is that apparently on Tuesday, Steven Strasburg ran a half mile, said he was wheezing because of the mold in the hotel room in Chicago, and told the Nationals because of the respiratory issues that he was having that he was under the weather and was simply not prepared to start today. This is mind-boggling, mainly because it's insulting, because they had, you had mold in the hotel room, really? You had mold, you were able to confirm that you had mold from being in there for a day, and you didn't pull yourself out of the hotel room? You couldn't tell that the room wasn't properly, properly ventilated? First, that's that. Second, you know, Dusty Baker cannot reveal that as the reason Strasburg dropped out. He is your franchise pitcher. You literally threw him under the bus saying that he was wheezing. I mean, if you said he had the flu, he was completely under the weather, you know, okay, weak, but at least you can live with it. Saying that he had respiratory issues when he ran a half mile might have been actually be the dumbest thing I've ever heard of. You know, I mean, even a half mile. I mean, come on. He's wheezing during his run and wasn't prepared to pitch. I can't get my head around it. I mean, the bottom line is you could take a nebulizer as if you were suffering from asthma, an asthmatic attack. I mean, there are so many instruments in this day and age to address respiratory problems that I can't fathom how Steven Strasburg can look his teammates in the eye and say, sorry guys, I can't go in a potentially series elimination game without being just like stared at by his teammates. The the idea that you cannot be prepared to pitch today on full rest, it's downright insulting for entire fan base and team to be held hostage by a pitcher who's afraid of the moment and basically just tapped out. Because that's what it essentially amounts to. There are so many other ways you can go about getting yourself ready for the game, unless you're truly ill with a virus. It's something that puts you on your ass and you physically cannot throw. I mean, you can clear up nasal passages. There are enough medications that are legally approved to at least get you through a game. I mean, you may not be breathing completely great, but come on. That's the weakest excuse I've ever heard of. And I mean, you know, if I'm a Nationals fan, I'm downright pissed off and calling to the radio station. Because if I'm a Nationals fan, I'm a teammate, I'm on the in the organization, this is the guy you committed to, and he literally just laid a complete egg. I mean, this is Jay Cutler-esque. And this is what coming out of baseball. At least Jay Cutler does it in football when games don't even matter. This just happened the biggest game of the year, and your star just completely tapped out. So, you know, inconceivable that this could be the result of what's going on. But that's the situation we find ourselves in with the Nationals going up against the Cubs today, because it's going to be Tanner Roark, and, you know, the teammates and Dusty are going to be answering the questions. Did Steven Strasburg quit on this team? Because it's a very fair question to ask at this point. I can't believe that this story is actually being reported, because it's so tone deaf that I can't even believe Scott Boras, Strasburg's agent, would even allow for him to go ahead to the team to report that. I mean, yeah, he got his contract, but I mean, whoo, that's some chutzpah right there. Unbelievable. I mean, obviously, we got the Yankees, Indians coming up. You know, CeCe's getting the ball. I agree with this one. I'm not trusting the season on Sunday Great. I'd rather have CeCe kind of bear it out. You know, this could be his crowning swan song. He says he wants to pitch again next year, but, you know, you never know how the body's going to feel. You know CeCe's going to give everything he's got for this one. I'd rather use the veteran guile there for a game where the pressure's going to be on Cleveland. So CeCe just has to maintain and hope that the Yankees can do something against Kluber, who's going to be looking to rebound off of what was a disastrous start in game two. So that's going to be something that's interesting to watch. But, yeah, I need to go into the Strasburg situation with the Nationals, because, I still don't get how he couldn't tell the team I mean, the fact that the team had that story from Strasburg and couldn't come up with a better cover story, I mean, they also kind of put themselves in a box, too. But, you know, that's where we stand on the matter. I mean, in terms of the games today, things to look out for with the Cubs, you know, I said it before, I'll say it again, Arrieta's got something to prove today. He's looking for a contract, so you know he's going to bring it. The Cubs lineup has been looking better, so I expect the Cubs to be in a very strong position going forward today. On the Nationals side, your guess is as good as mine what Nationals team shows up, because they're going to be answering all these random-ass questions now about Steven Strasburg and how he's been feeling the day. I mean, this is the biggest distraction you could have asked for. Heading into the potential series elimination game, and there's no one to blame for this situation other than Steven Strasburg. It's just impossible what he just did to this franchise right now. I mean, there's no getting around it. On the Yankees-Indian side, you know, really, it just kind of comes down to, can the Yankees work the pitch count against Kluber? Yes, they got a couple of home runs early with Sanchez, but, you know, I just don't see that happening. But, you know, what I would like for the Yankees to try to do is work the pitch count and get into that bullpen again. You know, Cleveland used a lot of pitchers game four. You kind of want them to go in the same boat again. get into that bullpen. Miller's been used up quite a bit, so you want to put the pressure on them and put them in uncomfortable situations. Ideally, you're going to be trying to work the count, get on base. You know, Judge is going to be in those high pitch count situations. So I don't worry about Judge from that standpoint. I just hope for the sakes of Sanchez and Bird, you don't get home run happy and you actually work the account to in your favor. And if you get a nice pitch to hit to take it up the line, go ahead and do that. But I'm not looking for home run swings tonight because I think that just plays into what Kluber's looking for out of the hitters today. So that's what I've got. I'm gonna get into some football stuff briefly. The small amount of time I have left, but from a waiver wire standpoint, to me the play is Atlanta. Atlanta is going to go up against the Dolphins, and for all intents and purposes, Jay Cutler should not be playing in this game Sunday, but he most likely will be, which is insulting to say the least. I mean, from the standpoint of Jay Cutler is just stealing money from the Miami Dolphins at this point. I mean, they gave it to him, but man, oh man, to say that Jay Cutler played in a game Sunday might have actually been an insult to organized football, because Jay Cutler, it was insane just how bad he was against the Titans. I mean, Miami's defense did so much work. They scored a touchdown. The score, they had two fumble recoveries, six sacks. The score was 16 to 10. I mean, any sense of offense would have done it. I mean, J.J. still could have run the football because Jay Cutler's not throwing the football. And don't get me started with the offensive line coach snorting coke controversy, because yeah, that story broke, but that has nothing to do with Jay Cutler sucking. I mean, but they're going to Atlanta. Atlanta's coming off the bye. They lost to the Bills. They're not gonna be happy. I mean, this is a feeding frenzy scenario if you're an Atlanta defender, because you can't respect the Dolphins' passing game right now. Jay Cutler is not bringing it, and it's been a couple of weeks now, and the fans were chanting for Matt Moore to come onto the field. You know things are bad when Matt Moore is getting chanted to come onto the field. I mean, Matt Moore's career backup, and he would still run the offense better than Jay Cutler at this point. So that's one of the waiver wire plays I would do. Bilal Powell was injured for the Jets Sunday, so Elijah McGuire is another guy you should be looking at. Marlon Mack on the Colts running back, he got some touches, so that's another waiver wire pickup you can look at. But yeah, in terms of waiver wire grabs, Jerick McKinnon on the Vikings, if you didn't pick him up, and everyone was gravitating to Latavius Murray in the wake of Dalvin Cook's injury, that's another person to look at. Adrian Peterson getting traded to the Cardinals, something you can consider. But overall fantasy wise, I still think the plays Andre Ellington. I know Chris Johnson got released, and AP should slide in ahead of Kerwin Williams. But I'm not sold on what AP has in the tank at this point. We'll see how it goes. From a PPR league standpoint, the play is Ellington. In standard league, yeah, you roll the dice on Peterson, but I wouldn't necessarily make him anything beyond a flex play at this stage of the game. So that's all I have for now. I'll be doing my recap of week five in the NFL fantasy soon enough. And have a good day, everyone.
Thank you. It's the most talked about position in all of sports, the quarterback. And now there's a show solely dedicated to the most sought after role on the field, Celebrity QB, featuring four-time Super Bowl champion coach Charlie Weiss. Unlike other football shows, you'll get the inside scoop on all things quarterbacks. Like, is this the year Tom Brady finally looks his age? Will dating Danica Patrick distract Aaron Rodgers?
I mean, he's dating Danica Patrick, Charlie. We're interested in that, you know?
Well, I mean, Tommy's got Giselle. I'll take Giselle, okay?
Is Dak Prescott good enough to win a Super Bowl for the Cowboys? Which rookie quarterback has the best shot of making a positive impact in 2018?
How about intellectually, Charlie, as far as what they ask the quarterbacks to do now?
The game has changed, but the pressure that's put on quarterbacks, and it always been put on quarterbacks, is tremendous.
Join Charlie Weiss and co-host Steve Strout on an all-new podcast from Lasting Media, exclusively about quarterbacks. Subscribe now at Apple iTunes or wherever you listen to great podcasts. Celebrity QB, everyone's favorite position.